America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Looks like TM Powell is on with us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He is our movie critic, your movie critic. Let's go to him and talk about some movies I'm excited about. Hey, TM, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? And thanks for reminding me. It was her birthday. I mean, she's one of my old 44 in the town cohort.
I know. Oh, what a jerk. I'm kidding. Yeah, if you looked at the prep sheet I did tonight, which is a faux movie trailer or a movie poster, it is a picture that I photoshopped in from you and I, from your old show on 44 on the town. And of course I had to put Will in there, and I guess we're laughing at a drunk lady on the beach, but still, I mean, it's a romantic comedy is what I was going for there. those are good times though. I was on that show with you probably 3 or 4 times.
Well, I know we did the best comedies. You did Behind the Mic with Vanessa. And I'm pretty sure you came back and did another segment or review with me as well. So
I did.
Yeah, you wanted a few times. The good old days of our low rated television show, but I love that thing.
It was. It was fun, dude. It was right around the corner. It wasn't like I had to go too far, and it was like basically walking distance from the studio. So it was cool, man. I had a good time. Good times over there. Good people over there. So we're getting old, man. It's crazy seeing people, move on and do other stuff. If you were to, 5 years ago, say, well, TM, you'd be doing this and Vanessa would be doing that. And Johnny, you would basically not be doing anything different at all. You'd just be idle, you fat turd. I think a lot of people would be like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, you did shed one job.
I know it was
what you wanted, but yeah, well, you did shed one. But yeah,
my bankroll reflects it.
You know, people always ask me, why don't you go back to television or do anything like that? And I mean, I looked into it. I mean, we all know what the pay is within everything else.
Right.
But, I've also kind of said, for 4 or 5 years, our bosses over there just gave us complete creative freedom. They never leaned over us. They let us do what we ever wanted to do with that fun little show. The girls all did their own segment. And I always tell everybody, it was a simple show, but I'll never have a situation that was that cool and that, perfect where, it was just like, hey, here are the keys. Go have fun with it. Just keep it on the air. And that's what we did.
Yeah. See, I always wondered, how much, artistic freedom you had. And that's really cool. That's the first time I've heard that. So that is pretty neat. So that makes me sad that kind of fell apart more now, but it was a good time.
I've always said, they said, here you go, take it. It probably won't last 6 weeks. And we kept it on the air for 5 years. So, I mean, no matter what, at the end of the day, I think everybody that was involved in that little show that had no money, no marketing, no advertising, no nothing. I mean, I think we should be proud of what we did, keeping it going that long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I bet that's what they said about me on the bone behind the scenes, just not to my face. They're like, just let him be gone in a few weeks. Guaranteed. There's no way. And now they're like, Jesus, eight years.
But I still get to review movies with you guys, and that's good. And I'm all Great Day Live. So, I mean, I still get to have fun with it. That's what I told everybody. I got to do my hobby for a living there for a while. So, I mean, that's pretty cool at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is awesome. And, you popping on Miguel and Holly. And like you said, Good Day Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That was fun. And this week is a perfect example because, I got to see two really cool movies this week. And Johnny, I'll tell you, I've been pretty happy with this summer so far. I mean, and I know obviously my expectations were kind of low because we got shut out of the movies for basically a year and a half. So there was going to be some excitement to it. But, A Quiet Place 2 was great. Cruella, I still think, is like one of the biggest surprises of the year. I thought it was so much fun. You know, it's weird to me that the one that I'm kind of like, a little forgettable is Black Widow, considering how much of an MCU guy I am. But really, I just thought that movie's okay. But, the two I saw this week, I had a lot of fun with. And Suicide Squad, which you just talked about, that's on HBO Max right now. It's going to be in theaters as well. It's a sequel, but a somewhat reboot of the first film. And listen, I didn't hate the first film. I actually did probably err on the side of positivity. I just thought that there was a lot of missed opportunities with these villains where you got to have fun with the villains, you know, and outlaws, much like Guardians of the Galaxy. So right. You bring in James Gunn to direct the Suicide Squad after he was canceled out of Disney. I know they brought him back, but he was canceled out. And when they canceled him out, he joined up with Warner Brothers for this Suicide Squad reboot. And I think he was the perfect guy for the job because, yes, in some ways, Guardians does reflect the Suicide Squad, at least the first one, because in the first one, they were all outlaws and criminals that turn into heroes. This one, same thing. It's like all the DC villains, and they decide to put them on like a special ops team to, you know, basically reduce their prison sentence. But they send them off on these missions that are basically a no-win situation and just says, hey, just go do this. And obviously they bring back Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, one of the big positives from the first film, obviously, considering we got another film with her and she's back with this one. But we get a whole group of new characters, and these new characters are awesome. Everybody in the cast gets to shine. This is the best thing I've seen Cena in. I know Cena's been doing a lot of things over the year, but Cena's right. Great in it. Idris Elba is awesome as Bloodsport. Really, really good. But I think the breakout star was the no-name of the group, and that's Daniela Melchor, who is a Portuguese actress who plays the Rat Catcher 2. You know, and this right. is like a definitely, you know, B-side character at best, you know. And that's kind of what James Gunn did with Guardians, taking these little-known characters, trees and raccoons, and, you know, turn them into most popular characters in the MCU. And she is amazing as the Rat Catcher 2. We also get King Shark, and obviously he's CGI, but he's voiced by Sylvester Stallone, which is really cool. Like, how nice. Fly does it with that? So we get that, and the Polka Dot Man, who's a very obscure villain, he's really awesome. It's one of those rare movies where that core cast, just everyone is great. Like, it's hard to figure out which one you do like the best because they're all so good in it. I will say this, though. Man, it is a hard-rated R. I'm talking about gore,
nice.
Violence. It's the yeah. most violent movie I've seen this year. So, you know, if you're thinking about taking the little kids to this thinking it's a superhero movie, man, you definitely need to reconsider that because it is definitely bloody. It's gory. Lots of F-bombs. Not like really nudity or sex, but oh, man, just the amount of violence. And I know this sounds sick saying that, but it's also so much fun. Johnny, I'll be honest with you. I we'll talk about the other movie I saw, which I really like a lot too. But I think The Suicide Squad was my favorite movie of the summer.
Nice. I know, even the trailer, I saw the extended trailer earlier, and it was just riddled with F-bombs and gore, and it got me super excited about it, because I think that's one of the things that people loved about Deadpool, you know, going back over to the MCU, was it really pushed the envelope when it comes to comic book, you know, portrayal, to be rated R, to be in your face, to drop F-bombs, to have, you know, people's heads being ripped off and things like that. You know, it's what adults that like comic books want to see, you know, and that's exciting. I'm glad James Gunn got a hold of this one, and Will and I talked about that. You know, it's like, you know, it needed that. And the first one, you know, like, I don't know if it was good or bad. It never held my attention. I tried to watch it twice, and I turned it off halfway through both times. So I'm excited about this one.
It was a missed opportunity the first time around, because what I've said is it's basically the dirty dozen with comic book villains. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. what this movie is, sending them out on missions. If you've ever seen The Dirty Dozen, it's very similar to that. But James Gunn was the right guy for this weirdness. And let me tell you something, it is weird at times, but I think the weird is what makes it fun. And it's also very funny. The writing is smart in it. And if you did watch the extended trailer, you will see this cast is loaded. I mean, yeah. everybody from Pete Davidson, Michael Rooker, Nathan Fillion, you know, Viola Davis, like you said, Cena, Idris Elba. But I will tell you, some of these roles are very limited. The opening sequence is pretty wild, how they kind of unravel the story and set the tone for it. So it's a lot of fun. Like I said, you can go see it in the movie theaters. I do think it's a film you should watch on the big screen, but I will admit I already watched it at home tonight before I got on the show with you guys, because I enjoyed it that much and I wanted to watch it again. So if nice. You do have that HBO Max subscription, you will get it for the next 30 days there, so you can go watch it there. And it's going to be weird to see how it performs box office-wise, Johnny, because just like you said, you know, that first one, even though it made a lot of money, I just think that people were overall disappointed with it. So it'll be interesting to see if it can make up some ground here, or if the HBO Max release hurts it. I mean, that's what a lot of people still blame In the Heights for. I don't think you can blame it all on that, because a film like Godzilla versus Kong, and that was back in March when we were still kind of dealing with this. I know we're still dealing with it now, but we were still dealing with things being shut down and not open. That made a lot of money, and also, you know, obviously had a lot of streams on HBO Max, but it still made money in the theaters. So this one's going to be interesting to watch, see how it does. You know, it's one of the best reviewed movies of the year so far. So obviously the critics are behind it. The audience that I saw, because I did see it not private, I saw it obviously a critic screening, but there were, you know, general public there. They all seem to love it. I know all my critics, they really liked it a lot. It's just a great movie with these weird, quirky characters where everybody gets a chance to shine.
Awesome. Yeah, I am super duper looking forward to it. Now, does it lead into a sequel, or is it going to be a universe that's going to keep going?
I hope so. There is a secret scene at the end, and I would stick around for it. They've already announced it. I'm not spoiling anything, but, you know, we don't know if it's going to be a prequel. I'm not going to spoil anything, but John Cena will get an HBO Max series that's a spinoff of this movie, Peacemaker, his character. It's 13 episodes, and James Gunn developed that one as well. I think Warner Brothers knows they want to try to get Gunn back. Right now, Gunn's got to leave, and he's got to go do Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which we need him to do. The Guardians, even though they were in the Avengers movie, it's been a very long time, 2017, since Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and we're still going to probably be another 2 years before we see Volume 3. But it's time for Gunn to get back there and get with those characters, because we love them too. But I do think that we could maybe see more of them if the numbers reflect it. It's just so hard to tell right now, Johnny, just because, you know, if things flop and where you have these dual screenings like this. I mean, you have Scarlett Johansson suing Black Widow because she wasn't getting the points on the backside like, you know, she thought she was suing Disney. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I can tell you right now, man, if you're a fan of comic book movies or any superhero movies, you're missing out if you don't check this out this weekend.
Awesome, man. Hell yeah, baby. We don't have to, but I would like to talk about Free Guy, because I also watched a 3.5-minute trailer of that today, and I laughed more in that trailer than I've laughed at, you know, some 25-minute episodes of comedy, you know, like series. It looks really, really good.
Oh, it's great. And I will tell you, I had very low expectations going into this film. I like Ryan Reynolds, but I was just like, how is this going to work? You know, because if you haven't seen the trailer, it's about a guy who's a non-playable player in a video game, like a Grand Theft Auto kind of cross with Fortnite type game. And he's just one of the background players, and then realizes that he's in a video game, you know, with all these, you know, other players that are in this, you know, real world, and he starts to take control over his own destiny. And this is the perfect type of movie for Ryan Reynolds, where, you know, he's got that charm, he's funny, that happy-go-lucky attitude, and it's perfect for him to play this guy named Guy, you know, in the movie.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, it's right up there with Cruella as being, like, the big surprise of this year for me. I really, really had a great time with it. It doesn't open up till next Friday. It will only be in theaters. It's also one of those last kind of remnants, Johnny, of 20th Century Fox that were still getting released under the Disney umbrella. This was one that's been ready for a while, but with the Disney purchase, it kind of went back and forth. But there's all kinds of cool gamer Easter eggs in it, a couple of fun cameos. But, you know, and Sean Levy directs it. He's one of the minds behind Stranger Things. So Joe Keery, who plays Steve in Stranger Things, he's in it. It's just a really fun movie where I think, like, I took my 11-year-old son to see it. He really dug it because, you know, they had the YouTube gamers on there, so he knew all of them. Yeah. He really didn't know all these people like Laserbeam and, you know, Pikachu, whatever the hell they're called. but he knew them. And I think there's still enough comedy for the older generation, too. Like I said, it's just a big, fun kind of action comedy that everybody can enjoy. And it's actually way smarter than it deserves to be in some parts. And it even has a kind of a love story hiding underneath it all, too. I just was really, you know, surprised with it and really enjoyed it. Just kind of left me with like a big old smile. It wasn't like I was walking in there thinking it was going to be terrible, Johnny. I just wasn't expecting it for me to like it as much as I did.
Right. And that's what gets me excited, too. I always wait for your reviews before I even if it's free to watch, you know, I still don't want to give a movie my time unless I hear you talk about it first, which is sadly, why I haven't watched Black Widow yet. Not because you didn't say it was bad, but I wanted you to be more excited about it.
Above average at best is what I said. Above average.
I know. So yeah. I'll wait. I'll wait on that one. So
when we walked out of the movies the other night, we were talking about Free Guy. A couple of the critics, Chip Hansen, EJ Moreno. We were just talking, and we said, it's weird for me, to think that one of the things I love the most, I make no secret about it, Johnny, I love the MCU. One of the things I love the most was the kind of the most forgettable movie for me this summer. I mean, like I said, you take Florence Pugh out of that movie, I'm just not crazy about it. And I think Black Widow kind of shows you the difference in the Suicide Squad, where the Suicide Squad, literally the posters, it says, don't get too attached, because you don't know who's going to live or die through this thing and all the twists and turns. At the end of Black Widow, we knew she was going to make it out alive, but we also know what happens to her. So, it just takes all the excitement and the risks out of it. There's no, risk within the characters because you know her outcome. It's all there. They're not giving us anything new. If you'd asked me if I like Jungle Cruise and Cruella, better than Black Widow at the beginning of the summer, I would have told you you were crazy.
Right.
That's how it turns out. That's why you go to the movies and see them for yourself.
I will say this too, not to go, several weeks back in our phone calls, but I'm really, really still, I was talking about Cruella the other day because I saw it pop up on TV with Leah, and we really, really, we watched it with Zane and his girlfriend, and we loved it. Like, I really, really enjoyed that movie. I walked away from that movie. Even the ending was great. I thought, Emma Stone was fantastic. It had Paul Rouser. Am I saying his name right? Hauser.
Paul Walter Hauser. Paul?
Yeah, dude, I love him. I love him on everything from Cobra Kai to The Kingdom. He is fantastic, and he was. You said he was a kind of a show stealer in that movie, and he was. He was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been a pretty fun summer considering the circumstances we were under and all the movies we lost out of this summer that, were supposed to be there that have moved around because of COVID. Ghostbusters was really supposed to be in the summertime. Oh, by the way, I know you've been out the last couple of weeks. Doesn't that Ghostbusters trailer give you hope, Johnny? Gives you hope, that they may have gotten it right. I think they've gotten it right this time.
I got the nostalgic feeling right from the first 15 seconds of it, and I actually heard you talking about it with Will. I was on the way back to the studio from Side Splitters last week, and you I agree with you 100% on saying it was good that they kind of put it in the Midwest and took it out of New York City, but it kind of it turns it to the family,
sure.
And how they find the car and the barn and all that. I love it. And they're going back to the old YouTube commercials and it gives you that nostalgia, but it also makes it real. You really feel that time, distance between, the movies, and they make it realistic. It's not like it picked up, a month after, the original. Like, you really feel that 40-year gap or 35-year gap there, but with keeping the vibe and keeping the family and all that. And I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. I really do think it's going to be good.
Yeah, we'll get that in Thanksgiving. And I told Will last week, a little birdie that I know inside the business told me that Sony does not want to release this, streaming wise anywhere else. Like, they want it to be there, and supposedly they want it to be there because they feel they have something special, and by the looks of it, I think they do.
Yeah, I mean, do you think is Aykroyd going to be in it, did they say, or is it going to be a surprise if he pops up in it?
No, Aykroyd's in the trailer. I mean, I hate to spoil that for people. He's the one that answers the phone at the end of the trailer. I watched the trailer down with Jason Reitman, and he's in it, and God, I hate to spoil things, but I've seen some toys. I think everyone's going to be fine, put it that way, in terms of what they want to see from the old thing.
Yeah,
Johnny, toys are spoilers these days for these superheroes.
Yeah, they are.
The big pop culture babies. I mean, Lego sets spoil things. Toys spoil things. The Funkos. Funkos finally come back where they'll hold back some of their stuff because they don't want to spoil things. But yeah, I mean, the toys will totally spoil movies sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to TM Powell, follow and interact with him on all the social media stuff, especially now that movies are really, really back. Theaters are open, and all these movies they've been holding on to are starting to make their releases, and they're announcing them for Christmas and even in the next year. TM Powell Media on everything. Buddy, thank you so much, man. I look forward to talking to you. What's the next one that we're going to talk about?
Well, like I said, Free Guy will be out next week. We already talked about that. I'm just giving you guys the heads up now. That's a great movie. Obviously, Respect with Aretha will be out next week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to screen that on Tuesday. We'll see what happens with that. That's what I've heard, little rumblings, but I haven't had anything confirmed yet. And then we'll get Shang-Chi in September. Ooh. That's the next Marvel film. That's going to be another interesting one where they kind of get into the kung fu aspect of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it's also Marvel and Disney trying to tap into that Asian market. They're not dumb. They know there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, it looks good. And also, Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin looks pretty good next week.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.